Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. That's what Katy Perry calls me, Mr. Wonderful. That's one of the reasons why I invite her back so often. Katy Perry, ladies and gentlemen, is here. She's our social media expert. She comes back even though she knows I'm the social media heretic. And maybe it just makes her look good. Maybe that's the reason. She's one of the top experts in this area. She's a co-author of Stepping Stones to Success and our good friend, Katy Perry. That's what you call me, isn't it, Mr. Wonderful?
Of course, Jim. Thank you so much for having me back.
It's good to have you back here. Kiss the ring. So, talk to us about next year. What do we need to be thinking about with regard to social media in 2017?
Everyone needs to allocate budget money towards marketing their business on social media. Online marketing is just a part of reality today. And, you know, we oftentimes, it didn't used to be a part of the budgeting process, but now it's becoming a critical part of the process because there has
been first it was free.
Yes.
Then it was, yes. Let's throw some time at it. And see, this is the evolution that I said would happen years ago, Kathy. I said,
absolutely. Well, you are that knowledgeable person who's been following this forever.
Well, I think just say Mr. Wonderful. That kind of encapsulates it. But
yes.
But the I said here's what's going to happen. And it didn't take any genius to do this because you could see it back in the 90s when we started looking at web browsers.
Yes.
You know, remember the first shiny object web browser you looked at? You couldn't take your eyes off of it. And people lost a crop just surfing around with nothing to do but look. You know, you couldn't even buy anything back in those days. And
yes,
eventually web browsers became, part of the fabric of our life. And social media, I said, well, one day it won't be our social media strategy. It'll be just part of our marketing. It won't even be almost differentiated.
Yeah.
And so now we've gone from okay, this is cool. Okay, this is free. How cool is that? I don't understand
it. You know, Jim, this is the evolution of the customer. You wrote a book about that.
Yeah, but and the thing is, and the customers. So which comes first, though? Is the customer driving it, or is the technology driving it?
Well, I think it's both. It's wherever the customer is, that's how you have to market to them. And we all know that. And, you know, if we want to reach a certain segment of the population, we have to put our message in front of them. And traditional media is getting smaller and smaller as far as the advertising spend, and social media advertising, it's increasing at 20% per year.
So it's not, basically that they're kind of mushing together, isn't it?
Yes.
The relative size of each one, the traditional and the new media. The new media is getting bigger, and the traditional is getting smaller. And they're kind of mushing together. So, what budget suggestions do you have for us?
Well, you know. Yes.
And folks, she's talking real money. She's talking real money.
Real money. You know, even if your budget is small, you have to have it be smart. So you really have to pay attention to where is your audience, and the benefits of it are you can react and adapt quickly to your strategy because social media lets you move a lot. You're much more nimble. So you can say, okay, well, all right, this channel isn't working quite right. Let me try this one over here. So it lets you adapt quickly. As far as, you know, budget, you know, it's going to be different for every single business.
Mm-hmm.
What I want to make sure is that they're aware that they need to have some budget on social media because it's an important part of their marketing.
And part of the budget, ironically, maybe paradoxically, part of the budget is to capture the free stuff, right?
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
You got to manage the free stuff. It costs money to manage the free stuff, right?
Well, it does. But, you know, I don't think that is a huge, huge impact. Obviously, someone needs to be managing any type of your marketing process.
But when you in the components of the budget, are you including paper ads as well as
yes.
hours for people to
yes.
manage your social media strategy?
Yes, you absolutely have to have a budget that you're going to spend. No different than if you had planned in the past.
Kathy, hold on to that thought. I want to come back and finish this a little bit after these messages. KathyPerry.com, ladies and gentlemen.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.